Blog Talk Radio.
They say these chains will never break, but they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way through. We've heard the tide will never change. They haven't seen what you can do. There is power in your name. So much power in your name.
Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly happy to have each and every one of you on. We're going to ask, believe this evangelist Renee. Master, if she'll give us a word of prayer today, I'm just going to ask her if she's available to pray, if she'll give us a word of prayer. Hallelujah.
Good morning, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Yeah.
Our Father, which art in heaven, we come before you this morning, dear Lord, with thanksgiving in our hearts. Thank you for blessing us to see one more day. We thank you for keeping us from danger seen and unseen, dear Lord. We thank you for all your many blessings, from the biggest to the smallest, dear Lord. For if it wasn't for you, where would we be, dear Lord? And we just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for all your many blessings. And, dear Lord, we ask that you would bless the sick and the shut-in and the bereaved families, dear Lord. We ask that you would bless the people up there in the White House, dear Lord.
Just
be a fence. Be a fence around us, dear Lord, keeping us all from danger, seen and unseen. And we thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We ask that you will bless Pastor Bell, Pastor Beasley, all the listeners.
Yes.
We ask that you will keep us all from danger, seen and unseen, dear Lord. Now you know what's to come. You are in control, dear Lord. You are the pilot and we are the co-pilot. And
come
we just
on,
thank you. In Christ Jesus' name.
Yeah.
In Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. I like that. You know, I used to say that a while back. You got it, because I used to see these people had these bumper stickers talking about God was the co-pilot. No, it's just the opposite. We need to be the co-pilot and let him be the pilot. Thank you so much for that. Today is the review, and our review is about believing the Word of God as the final authority. Okay, that's what we've been talking about, believing. And one of the things about, we talked about believing, and so we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk a little bit about authority. That's when something is over you. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today, how important that is. That's one of the things that we talked about this week, about the authority. And, you know, even as believers, we may not talk about it today, but as believers, you have authority. You have the very thing that we're giving the Word of God over us, and the reason for that is because we have submitted to the Word of God. So whatever the Word have, we have. Yeah. We do. Now, there is an order, but the word of God has to be the influence over us, period. That start to finish. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. We're also going to talk about the virus, what the virus is. We talked on it a little bit this week, but we want to really get into what the virus is. A lot of people don't know they have a virus until it pop up. See, you going around there, you all on your computer and everything, and you didn't know it was virus. It was a virus in that thing. And then sometimes you can have a virus protector, and yet the virus get through. So that's something we want to talk about too this week. In the review. And one other thing the Lord told me, and I wanted to share. I wasn't sure if the Lord wanted me to share this today, but the Lord showed me something on yesterday and today when I got my mail. I got this catalog. I think it was from Montgomery Ward. But it said that they want me to get it right now. Why? Because I have been pre-approved. Man, I got excited. I started looking in that book. I looked at all the stuff that I was pre-approved for. And the Lord spoke to me and said, that's what I did for you. I pre-approved. Man, do you know how awesome that is? Do you know how awesome that is to know that you've been pre-approved? I can get anything in this book. And here's the other part. They even give me a discount with it. Yeah. They give me a discount. They tell me I can pay $10 a month for anything in that book, pre-approved. Man, I was so excited. I said, Lord, if this is where he, and then it says like your last chance to open today. And then that's when everything really came about. So we want you to know that when you believe, you've been pre-approved. That means you got credit with God because you act on the word of God. So we're going to talk about that. And another thing I want to hit on, too, when you make the word of God the final authority, some of the things that has to take place because the word of God is the final authority. And when you make the word the final authority, 2 Corinthians 5 and 7 says, we walk by faith and not by sight. So you might have to ask yourself, what are you walking by? And when you said faith, what does that mean? Because, see, when you're walking by faith, you're walking by the word of God. You're not walking by what you feel now. Let me be clear. A lot of people think they're walking by faith because they got this idea or they got this stuff in their head flowing around. And, hey, man, I'm walking by faith. Cost of this and cost of that. No. Let the word of God be the final authority when it's concerning your faith. When it's concerning your faith, you need to be able to say the word of God says that I walk with faith. Then you can explain that. Well, what is faith? According to the scripture, faith, because we know Hebrews 11 and 6 says, that's what pleases God. But let me tell you what, faith is the word of God. And that's when you know that you're walking by the word of God. Because that becomes your substance. Word of God has to become the thing that you're depending on. See, when I think about substance, I'm thinking about what I'm depending on, what I'm relying on. Some people call it basic fundamental facts. It's an extension of trusting in God. But how can you trust in God when you have not made him or his word the final authority? So that's what pleases God. Remember what Hebrews 11 and 6 says, for without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must, what? Believe. That's what this is about. This is about believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So when you put authority there, it becomes the word of God. Because you have to make the word of God the final authority. Why? That's the only thing pleases God is his word. Because you know why? His word is true. His word is honorable. He can trust his word. Heaven and earth are passed away before one jot or tilt of his word. That's why Noah believed God. He made the word of God the final authority. When God warned Noah and he was moved and he began to prepare this ark, ship, call it what you want to call it. Somebody called it a safe house one day. Doesn't matter what you call it. But because he acted on that, he acted on that word, simply meaning he believed God. See, God pleased with that. When you act on the word of God, and I tell people this all the time, and some of them probably get tired of, they think I'm in love with Evangelist Renee, because I'm always telling people, that's just an act on the word of God. She acted on it. She did. And by the way, thank you for that beautiful prayer. I don't know if I said that or not, but thanks for that beautiful prayer, heartfelt prayer. But because she trusts God, says that. See, whatever you believe is what you're going to confess. And if you truly making the word of God the final authority, let me go there for a moment. Because, see, some people don't know. Authority is power. You've given final authority. That means you've given that power over to whatever. Whatever you make the final authority in your life, if it's what you feel, if it's what you think, if it's what you smell, whatever you are living by, that's what become the final authority. Well, you might be and got away from Matthew 4:4 and Luke 4:4 that said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of his mouth. See how that come together? So then we walk by faith. You mean you walking by the word of God. Then you're pleasing God because you made God's word the final authority. How I know? That's what governs your life, man. That's what governs your life is the word of God. Well, Satan don't want that. He don't want you to have that because you granted God this authority, this place in your life. Satan don't like that. He want to be in control. And I'm here to tell you, not so. It ain't happening here. Not on your watch. You've made Christ Lord of your life. That's what's going on. So when you speak the word, you're speaking truth. You can speak by the authority of God. Not only is he the highest thing in your life, number one in your life, but you're going to make sure the world know it. And don't get me wrong, brother and sister. I mean, I try to love everybody, but I want people to know I ain't put nothing above the word of God. No, because see, when you do that, you just played into Satan's hand. Don't let him become your government. Don't let him become the ruler over you. No. Everything is the word of God. See, the word of God is supreme. The supremacy of my life is what the word of God, not what I feel. There's a lot of things going on. I don't like it, and I'm not finna let that control me. Oh, I'm going to get mad, and then I'm going to direct my way of thinking so I can go and be part of this riot or go and be part of that. No, I'm staying the course. And to stay the course, you have to stay in the word of God, see? And so that's one of the things I'm going to talk about, you know, just making the word of God your final authority, understanding that, you know, belief is, let me see how to put this. Belief is like considering the word of God to be the final authority. It's true. It's honest. That's what believing really is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. The Bible says, as many as receive him, to them he gave power to become the Son of God, even to them that believe on his name. You know how you get the power?
Yeah.
You believed in it. You act on it. That's what believing requires, a corresponding action, brother and sister. It has to become more than just words. Because, see, a lot of times people only believe because they see. Remember Jesus said to them, that group, about how they believe. He says, because you saw. Remember he did the thing with the fig tree, right? Remember he did the thing with the fig tree where he cursed it because he went there to eat. And the fig tree didn't have no figs on it. Jesus cursed that thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
The tree should have recognized who he was. Well, I just think that is just such a beautiful story. It's over there in John 1, I think. It's such a beautiful story. Because I said, why did Jesus expect the fig tree to know who he was? Because he made it.
All right.
And he told him to, this ain't nothing. What y'all see going on now? Ain't nothing. The fig didn't go, he said, because you believe now. If you believe, you're going to see greater things than these. See?
Yeah.
And because you believe, greater works than these. But it's only, you're going to see these great works because you believe in him. Now, that don't mean you're going to be greater than Christ. Let me be clear. That means you're going to do more of, because you believe, and because you believe and you're going to be here, you're going to do more of the same thing as the word of God say you can do. Yeah, that's greater. Mm-hmm. That means more. Greater is more. Woo, say that one more time, preach.
Amen.
Greater is more. Well, maybe I need to go show you that scripture. So happy to hear Pastor, Gospel of St. John, the first chapter, I think. I want to say it's about the 11th, 12th verse. But I know it's in there. I know it's in the 12th. I don't know. It may be even the 14th verse. So, Pastor, could you read St. John 1, maybe read from the 12th to the 14th verse. Please.
And good afternoon. Amen, amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. From St. John 1, beginning with the 12th verse, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of will of the flesh, nor of will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen.
Amen. See, because we believe, greater works than these we shall do, because the Father, Jesus said, I go back to the Father. See, a lot of times people believe because they had a miracle. Remember when Jesus was over there in Cana and Galilee, and the glory of God was manifest, and his disciples, the Bible said they did believe on him because they saw these miracles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When that tree came, when that tree withered away, they believed on him because of the scripture.
Yeah.
The words Jesus had said. So some people only believe because they see it. We talked about Thomas a little bit. Thomas only, and he said that he only going to believe because he see it. So now if I have to touch it, feel it, well, I'm going to tell you something, brother. I know that's a blessing. But you're more blessed when you don't see and yet believe. When you can say, take God in his word. That's when you're shown up blessed. That's when the windows of heaven open up.
Mm-hmm.
I think about how there's 85 times the word believe appear. I think about what he said in John 3:15, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. People, the only way you're going to have eternal life is by believing.
Amen.
You got to act that way. When you believe, you got to act that way. You know, we said Romans 10:9-10 said, I have pastor to read that too, because I want y'all to hear that. You can confess all you want to. You have to believe in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You have to believe in your heart. That's what it is. It's about believing in your heart that God is raising from the dead. If you have that, Pastor, read that, please.
Amen. Romans 10:9-10. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen.
See, when you believe with your heart, because I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of people are confessed, but they don't believe in their heart. They don't believe
it. Mercy.
And I'm praying. I'm praying that you'll act on the word you get. I said this on the other day. I forget what day it was, but we were talking about, and I'm asked Pastor to find this. Well, a couple of scriptures. Over in Mark 11, I'm going to say it was in 20, Mark 11, 23, 24. I'm going to take my time to say this. And if anybody, you know, got in it, just press 1. And if you want to have something to say that we said this week, just press 1. But anyway, Mark 11, 23, 24. Pastor, would you read that for us, please?
Yes, Pastor. 23 and 24. But verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and thou be cast, okay, let me say that again, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Amen.
Yeah. See, why? Because you pleasing God. You pleasing God. Jesus says, all things are possible to him that believeth. Remember Mark 9:23? And then we should teach people to believe. Teach them to believe.
Yeah.
Teach them that the word of God has to be bigger than that. Bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger than what their eyes see. Has to be bigger than that. And the way that happens is by believing. Believing on the Son of God. Confess all you want to. But you got to believe in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why? Because if you don't, let me go on and say this right now, because we was talking last week about a virus. What a virus is unbelief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I want that to sink in for a moment, because, see, a lot of people don't understand what a virus is. But when you think about the word of God, a virus is like, it's an unbelief, man. That's what a virus is. Virus is unbelief. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And it attacks. It attacks what's really vulnerable. It attacks the weak part. And when I think about what the real scope of what that word is, it's a disease. Unbelief is a disease.
All right, come on now. Say that.
Yeah, unbelief is. But unbelief is corrupt. A virus is corrupt. Now, a lot of times you have to treat virus with virus. Yeah, and I mean, I ain't trying to get into all that medical. Now, next week, we're gonna get into that a little bit, because I want you to know, you don't need that virus. It's toxic.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah, it's like a cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you think about it, it's poison. So when Jesus said over there in Mark 11, do you read that 23, 24, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you like me to read that again?
Please.
Amen. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have soever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Amen.
Amen. See, unbelief, and like I said, we'll get into that next week, but I'm going to tell you something. Unbelief is a virus, and it'll kill you, because the Bible says that whosoever believeth in him not, you're going to perish.
Mm-hmm.
The virus is going to kill you. And what the virus is unbelief. But we won't talk about it too much today. But I want y'all to think about that. Put that in your somewhere on the corner of your brain and say, wait a minute, what am I not believing? Because see, that's the thing that doesn't please God. Unbelief doesn't please God. Because he sent his son so we could have everlasting life through belief. The Jews' problem, they didn't want to believe.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's why Jesus told him, now, Thomas, because you've seen, you believe, but the blessing is going to come to them that have not seen but yet believe.
Yeah.
See, it was Jesus who taught belief at the highest level. He made the word of God the final authority. He said to that woman, remember, because thou, I will come, ye shall neither in this mountain, nor yet in Jerusalem worship the Father.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus said. He said, well, believe me. Believe I got that authority.
Yeah.
Everybody hear that scripture. Think about what she said, what Jesus said to that woman. You know the woman that was in the well?
Yeah.
The woman Jesus told, hey, worship is going to be based on this. Not in Jerusalem, not over here with your father, but the worship is going to be in the word of God. So Jesus said to the woman, believe me that the hour is going to come when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem worship the Father. Now, some folks don't believe that, but that's the truth. The hour has come that God don't want you worshiping in Jerusalem, at some mountain, in some building. He wants us worshiping in spirit and in truth. But the only way that can happen is when you make the word of God the final authority.
Yeah.
But if you don't make the word of God your final, let me tell you what it is. Tell you something else, too. Because when it comes to being born again, don't know if I tell, but 1 Peter 1:23, I'm going to ask Pastor Shea read that. Because I want people being a believer and not a doubter. When you're not a doubter, you're getting rid of the virus. But as long as you keep in that doubt, that thing will go in through the whole body just like a virus.
Mm.
I should have taught it when God told me, but I'm being obedient now. God said that's what that virus was. That's what it is, unbelief.
Mm.
And it got into the whole world. And that's where it's at, right? That COVID, maybe y'all heard of it as COVID.
Mm-hmm.
There's another virus.
Yeah.
These viruses, and if you can see it from the spirit, everybody can't see that. But I'm going to tell you, when you understand what a virus is and you understand the spiritual, you'll see. That's what affected the church, the body of Christ. Through these unbelief. People just rather, because they don't want to make the word of God the final authority. Well, I'm going to say this and then I'll get back on that. But in 1 Peter 1:23, this is when it comes down to you've decided that the word of God is going to be the final authority, and it's not going to be based on what I feel. It's not going to be based on what church I attend. It's not going to be based on my pastor reputation, right? But you know what? The word of God is going to determine my new birth. And when you read this, you're going to hear it. Read that for us, Pastor.
Amen. 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Amen.
Yeah. So your new birth is predicated on the word of God. You made it the final authority. That's what that is. That's what it's saying. You've been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. That's determining your new birth. Not because you got your name on Jerusalem or on, I don't know, First Baptist. Second Baptist, Third Baptist, or any of them. Seventh Day Adventist. People, that ain't how you get born again. You got to get in that word, and that word get in you. And that becomes the final authority. It will change. See, once you made up in your mind that the word of God is going to change you, and you let it happen, that means you made the word of God the final authority.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that means.
Amen.
See, that's exactly what it means. In John, there was one other scripture. Well, I think we did Mark 9:23. Did we do that one yet, Pastor?
No, Pastor, we didn't do that one yet.
Okay, there was another scripture I highlighted, Mark 9:23.
Okay. Mark 9:23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Amen.
It's possible. Think about it like that. It's possible if you can believe.
Mm-hmm.
You act on that word. It's possible. How you get born again, stay in that word and let that word stay in you.
Amen.
And this is a promise, and it's not from the good hands, people. This is a promise from the word of God. If you stay in that word will convert you. Because you made it the final authority. And you're going to always say, okay, I know how I got born again. By the word of God. You'll stop giving this credit, that one credit. No. And listen, brothers, I don't want anybody, let me be clear, I don't want anybody believing in me. I want you to believe the word of God. Because that's what I'm going to teach you to do, believe the word of God. That's what Jesus taught, believe in the word.
Amen.
You ain't going to believe me. Believe the word of God. That's all I ask. Act on the word of God. And see when he heal you from the white meat to the brown meat. See when he do it.
All right.
Somebody said, I know he will. Won't he do it?
All right now.
Won't he really? Really won't he? Yeah, he'll do it. Because you believe his word is that. All things are possible to them that believe in the word of God. See, I want everybody to be born again, not because you feel it, or not because he did some great miracle in your life. Because, I mean, you don't want me to go there. When I start thinking about the miracle people did, that's the only reason they believe. They believe because they saw these miracles.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I can give you a lot of instance in the word of God to show you. These people, they believe because of the miracle. Jesus is looking for folks that don't believe in his raw word, period.
Hallelujah.
It be for no other reason, Father God, but because your word said it, I'm believing it.
Yeah.
When you make the word God your final authority, then you begin to believe in his name. Then it becomes like the man with the gun. He shoot it and he know it's gonna kill something. I mean, if it's nothing but shooting a deer, he believe in it. If he didn't, he wouldn't point it at it.
All right.
So he gonna point a gun at a deer, and you know it ain't gonna, or you believe it ain't gonna kill him, or knock him down, or do danger, or do damage. Who believe? No, you don't believe that. You believe if somebody got a gun, they deer hunting, and they shoot it, they aiming it, you know they planning on killing that deer. Well, that's the same thing using the word of God. When you believe in it, and you aim it at something, I don't care what it is, sickness, disease, or whatever, you believe it's going to happen, and that's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And that brings it to another point we talked about this week. And it was over in Mark 11. Jesus said, now, when you pray, you believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if y'all read that like that, but say, if you, when you pray, you need to believe it. Now, if you ain't going to believe it, then don't pray. Oh, Pastor, that is so hard. Well, I don't care if you do think it's harsh. But if you ain't going to believe it, then why are you praying? It's pointless.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's the way I see it, because that's what the word of God is saying. If you're not going to believe in it, then stop praying. If you're not going to believe in what you're praying for, stop praying, okay? You're wasting your time, brothers and sisters. Why are you spinning your wheel?
Mm-hmm.
Mark 11:24, and Pastor read that, and I know she did. Said, therefore, I say to you, whatsoever things ye desire when ye pray, talking about praying now, here's the condition. Mm-hmm. We're talking about praying. The next word come out of the mouth of Christ said, believe.
Yeah.
We just get to the receiving part, or you'll have them. No, you need to highlight that word believe. So when you pray, believe. If you're not going to believe, don't pray.
Amen. Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. When you pray, I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm going to put it in the atmosphere. When you pray, believe. And if you ain't going to believe, don't pray. Why are you wasting your time? It's pointless. And when you believe means you won't act on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesus didn't believe him. Matter of fact, Jesus taught it at the highest level. When he told him, he said, when you pray that that mountain be removed, he said, when you pray that, he said, you pray that it be cast into the sea. Then he says this,
mm-hmm.
You shall not doubt in your heart, but, now forget about what I said now. He said, but shall believe. Those mm-hmm. things which you just prayed on or spoke on or confessed, believe it and come to pass. Then you're going to have it.
Yeah.
So the key mm-hmm. link in all of that is belief.
Yeah.
Let's teach people to believe, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that one, huh? Let's go on and confess, Lord, for the year 2023, I'm going to teach people how to believe.
Amen.
That's going to be, I want them to believe in truth. I want
yeah.
them to believe in the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
When I teach people to confess what the word say, it because I want them to believe it. And when they confess it, here's the key. If they hear it enough, which we didn't get when we were younger, and then even mm-hmm. when we became older, and then some people don't get it now. We were never taught by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Because if we did, we kept on confessing it till we kept on hearing it, kept on hearing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's how it works. Faith cometh by hearing mm-hmm. and hearing by the word of God. So if you don't confess the word of God, then you won't hear it because hearing comes by faith, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let me make
Amen.
It clear for everybody. Don't want you to miss it. So then faith cometh by hearing, so you got to hear, not with those flappers on the side, but with your spiritual ear. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So then
yeah.
faith, that's our faith.
Amen.
So if you're not hearing the word, you're not hearing faith.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you can't believe.
Yeah.
Isaiah said they all didn't believe. They all didn't believe. They confessed,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't believe it. They didn't act on it. We have to teach people, and it's a mandate, brothers and sisters. We're going to have to teach people to believe in love. We're going to have to teach them
mm-hmm.
believe in the word of God. We got to teach them the only way they can do that is the word of God has to be the final authority. Because if it don't, they're going to get shaky.
Yeah.
When the storm comes, the wind comes, they're going to go boogity. But if they'll make the word of God the final authority, then they can sing that song, Jesus be a fence around me. Because they know
yeah.
that word yeah. is powerful. They know Psalms
yeah.
90 or Psalms 91 is going to be real. He's going to become that
mm-hmm.
high tower. He's going to become that protector.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how that works, man. Has to make the word of God our final authority. One more, and especially when you're talking about using the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, the power ain't in how you said, the way you said, now, the power is because you make the word of God the final authority. It ain't even about me, but because he said it, loose him and let him go.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You know that? Because he put the final authority in the word of God. See, sometimes
Amen.
I have to preach myself. Because, see, I look at it like
mm-hmm.
this. Our authority is to put the authority into the word of God.
Amen.
See, when God gave Adam the authority over the world, all Adam had to do was put that thing back on God, put that same authority
mm-hmm.
back on God. That's all he had to do. He gave him the authority
okay.
over the whole world. And all he had to
mm-hmm.
do was tell Lucifer, Satan, the word of God says, the day we eat of, we shall surely die, and we standing on it, period. Get away from me. That's it. The word of God is fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, don't want to hear it. The word of God, that's what God said, then that's what it is. Doesn't have to fit it, see, but that's what he said. Because, see, a lot of times, Satan wants you to hear stuff. Yeah. That's why he repeated it to Adam. Oh, y'all won't surely die. You just know, you know what God knows. You'll become a God. They was already God.
Have mercy.
But because they heard it, they went along with Satan's word instead of going along and making the word of God the final authority.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a lot of debating anymore with me.
Mm-hmm.
Some people still having problems with what the church, I said, what the word of God say the church is.
All right.
Yeah, but there's no buts. The word of God says, and then if you don't know this stuff, you have to get in the word of God and find it out. That's all.
That's
but First
right.
Corinthians 6:19 said, know ye not, you are the building. So I want to teach people you're the building. Believe it now. Act like it.
Mm-hmm.
You're the building. You go to church, be the church.
Yeah.
You're the building now.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, but Pastor, no. I'm asking God for new revelation. See, you can tell people who truly love the word of God, they don't mind going to higher heights and deeper depth. They don't mind asking God to, Lord, explore this for me. Let me open it up to my people. Let me show them that this word is real. Get them believing
yes.
it. Let me get away from the same yes. old same. Lord, let me see growth. See, you want to see growth.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see people
yes.
coming jump in the word of God. I got
oh,
children,
yes.
and I thank God for it. But they'll speak that word
mm-hmm.
on you so quick, make your head swing, and they believe in it.
Amen.
Well, I when I'm, all I could believe in little Sunday school stuff. But I'm talking about
mm-hmm.
these are giant, mighty boys and girls that speak that word, man. They confessing
praise
it big
God.
Time. Yeah. Mighty.
Praise.
They were like, where them children get that from?
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
You can't convince them to go to church. You have to convince them that they are not the church. Because they will take you to the word of God every time and slap you with it. You know why? Because they
Amen.
Make the word of God. That's what they did.
Amen.
And I thank them for the
praise
pastor
God.
That. Hearing it with them and pushing it on them and keeping them knowing and engaged that, hey, the word of God has to be first.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that we
That's
want
right.
God, we want to be first in God's life, but then we don't want to make God first? That's not how this works, brother and sister. Just like you want God to hear you and be there for you and be first, well, he wants the same out of us.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The same thing. And then we need to teach our children and our grandchildren and everybody. He said, go into all the world, teach all nations, everybody. Teach them
mm-hmm.
to believe. Teach them.
Yeah.
Believe. And a lot of times,
yeah.
I know in some churches, organized churches, they only see believers when you get baptized. Other than that, they get
I'm
away from belief. But they don't know their whole Christian experience is predicated on belief. More than just
mm-hmm.
I.
Amen.
Because really it's being baptized with the Spirit of God. That's the big one there.
Yeah.
But we're going to
yeah.
put a pin there for the moment. And anyone that... have anything they want to share from this week, press 1. Other than Pastor and Evangelist Renee, y'all are already in. Anybody else, press 1 and we'll let you in.
Praise God. Amen. Well, Pastor, you was talking about the authority, and as I was reading ahead in Mark 11, also it talks about the authority that Jesus has. I'm trying to see, it started with verse 23, which we had read that, but it said Jesus' authority challenge. So that lets us know right there he has authority. So reading verses 27 through 33 from the King James, it says, and they, let me make sure I'm in the right chapter yet. Okay, verse 27 of Mark 11, it says, and they come to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, there come to him the chief priests, scribes, and the elders, and say unto him, by what authority dost thou these things? And who gave thee this authority to do these things? And Jesus answered and said unto them, I will also ask you one question, and answer me. And I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? Answer me. And they reasoned with themselves, saying, if we say from heaven, he will say, why then did ye not believe him? But if we shall say of men, they feared the people, for all men counted John that he was a prophet indeed. And they answered and said unto Jesus, we cannot tell. And Jesus answering said it unto them, neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things. Amen, amen. So they knew he had that authority, but they, you know, they challenged him. But he let them know that they couldn't answer his question, and so he wasn't going to answer them. But it was talking about his authority that he has. You know, Jesus has the authority over all things. Amen.
Amen. When you make the word of God your final authority, here, a lot of people haven't, and that's why I say, do it immediately. Go ahead on and settle that. I think every Christian should go ahead on and settle that right there, that dispute. That, you know what, the Word of God is the final authority. Whatever I say or do, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, amen.
When you have discovered that, you have discovered the newness of life. When you have discovered that the Word of God has to be the final authority, I mean, final authority.
Mm-hmm.
I should express that a little bit more. Like, the final authority, not only do you believe that, but you act that way. When you go back before the judge, and the judge said, no, you're not going to be paroled. Do you know that people have to go back and stay back in the jail? That's a fine authority.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what the Word of God has to become.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm up for parole in 7 years. Well, go up there, but it doesn't matter. Whatever. And you can talk about how many good works you did and all of this. And the warden going to say, but okay, the warden decides, because that's a fine authority. No, you got to go back in the hole for 6 months. And that's where you're going.
Have mercy.
That's where the Word of God has to be. It has to be the final authority. And the Lord began to tell me why, too, because his word won't change.
Amen.
See, if you could change the Word of God to put it in your little box, then it wouldn't have to be. But since we can't change the Word of God, we have to make it the final authority. Because he said heaven and earth are passed away before one jot or tittle of my word. So the whole world go percussion, boom, boom, bye, gone, delete before the word will. So the word's going to be here at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you can make the final authority. Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Praise God.
Well, I truly thank everybody. And again, I'm thankful Pastor made it back safe. God bless on a safe return. Pray to God she enjoyed her birthday week. We thank God for that. I'm just thankful today, brothers and sisters. Thank God for the prayer, Evangelist Renee prayed. I'm just thankful.
Amen.
I'm just thankful for that attending. I thank God for you all attending. You don't say nothing, but it's okay. I thank God for those that are online. I thank you for that, for listening, tuning in. Those that are in Oakland, California, those in Los Angeles. And that's another thing. We want to keep the city of Atlanta lifted up and also the city of Los Angeles. 9 people got killed there. We had 1 person get killed here, but they just really riot the city. They throw tear gas. They blew up a police car in downtown Atlanta. But we just want to pray that God's people stay safe. That's what I'm praying for, because you can't do nothing with this world. That ain't our job.
Amen.
But those that are in the world, we just pray that God keep the evil one from them.
Amen.
And if nothing else, anybody have anything else? Anything? Pastor, you have any words, any final comments?
Oh, just a great, great lesson on believing. And we have to believe God's word. Amen. We can't be like Thomas. We're blessed because we haven't seen and yet believe. And that's what's so important in our lesson, for us to believe, amen, have that kind of belief, unshakable, amen.
Yes,
stay in God's word. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Amen.
Well, if nothing else, no one else, if not, we can see you.